Kids! 5 of them! Gotta feed!
Everybody, this is Jamie Johnston, and this is The Prototype. I am once again joined with Mike the Burnman Dodd. Say hi, Mike!
Hi!
So, we'd like to apologize first that we haven't had a show in a little while. We've had a couple things being coming up, and we're hoping to have a couple shows in a row here again, right?
Yeah, basically. Well, just because you guys know, my family situation is immensely fucked up. Something happened right towards the end of the month that delayed things, plus you had a problem with something involving some friends and family, which has now been resolved.
Well, without to going a certain
in,
point.
Yeah, without going in the details into either of her things, life got in the way. We're sorry, but we're recording a lot this week, which we're recording today is April 10th. So we're going to record a bunch, and you'll get shows over the next couple of weeks as time works out. So we're really sorry, guys. We're moving forward. Not dwelling on this too much, so I guess let's talk about what we've been playing, I guess, before we introduce today's topic, which is, well, kind of timely, actually.
Yeah, well, what I've been playing, I've been addicted to Fire Emblem Awakening. I went and picked up a 3DS just for the game, and I literally played it for 30 hours straight, so that's kind of how bad I've been addicted to it. Great game. You haven't actually played yours yet, you said?
Yeah, mine's still sitting on my desk, sealed in the plastic.
Highly recommend it. It's worth buying a 3DS for. That's how good it is. And that's compared to old Fire Emblems, which are really, really good. The jump between an old Fire Emblem and this one is worth buying a console for. So.
Wow. See, there aren't too many games on the 3DS that I consider killer apps, ones where you must own a 3DS. This is probably one of the few.
Is there any other ones you can really think of? That's the only game I have other than Star Fox right now.
I would say Luigi's Mansion is really a reason to own the system. I had a lot of fun with it.
Uh-huh.
Mario Kart's pretty good, and the two Mario Brothers games on it are really good.
Which two are those?
New
Super Mario Bros. Fucking
yeah, 3DS. New Super Mario Brothers and
it's
New
really
Super Mario
new
Land.
New when you've done it 4 times.
Yeah, I mean, Blair had a really good time with those. Plus, I like having the virtual console on the go. I mean, I've got all the Mega Man games that they've released so far, and Castlevania.
I haven't actually gone on their network too much lately, so... yet.
See, I'm really hoping eventually they'll port Super Nintendo games, but because the screen's so small, they may not. I mean, well, I guess maybe with the 3DS XL, maybe.
Well, I mean, it might be a smaller screen, but it's...
Could you imagine playing Super Metroid on this thing? It'd be too small to make out any real detail.
I've got the XL, so it might not be so bad on that one. But yeah, it might be kind of tiny on that.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just have to, you know...
What have you been managing to play?
Skyrim,
right.
Skyrim, I am... Because as of yesterday, April 9th, they released Skyrim Patch 1.9. Which means they fixed the Rift in Speech glitch. Fuck you for doing that.
It's all because of you.
Yeah, me, clearly. You bastards. But you can still power level using the block ability. Plus, now they have the ability to add legendary skills, which when you reach level 100, you can reset your skill to 15 and take all the perks with it. So you can power level ridiculous in this game, and I'm having a lot of fun becoming the Uber Dragonborn. Ain't nothing stand in my way. I love it. I like to have games where I feel retarded powerful, and yet it's still kind of a challenge. There were a few things in that game that annoy the fuck out of me. Not because they're hard, because they're annoying.
I like games that beat the living crap out of me and make me have to think very, very hard on how to beat shit.
But, see, it's okay to think, but not where it's kicking your ass consistently where you're like, this isn't fun anymore. But
I'm really stubborn, so I'm a lot different than you.
Yeah. Oh god.
Things that piss you off will just make me be like, oh, okay, I gotta buckle down and try harder.
But I'm like, fuck you. I've got other things to do. I don't need parts that badly. I'm not that sick.
I'm fucked in the head. Okay. I'll just go with that.
Another game I've been playing a shit ton is BioShock Infinite. If there ever was a reason to own a 360, PS3, or a PC, this is definitely one of them. I've never played a BioShock game before, this one, and I am pleasantly surprised. I had a tremendously fun time with this one. In fact, I'm probably going to go back and play the original BioShocks. Probably not for Rad, probably more for myself, because I think Laidman and my friend Clark covered them a couple years ago. Which, Rad's coming up on its 3-year anniversary. Still not at 365 episodes. I'm working on it. Anyway.
Let's make some more.
So today's topic is rather timely. We're talking about the demise and our memories of LucasArts, one of the premier companies out there for making adventure games, Star Wars games, and in the last couple years, crap games.
Very crap games, in my opinion.
It's kind of, I guess, where do we start with this conversation?
Well, I have this feeling that I'm going to have the one point of view and you're going to have the exact opposite when it comes to this, because they're kind of killing your childhood, whereas me, I see the company needed to die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, what was your first LucasArts experience? Let's start with like that, I guess.
Well, actually, I was looking at the list here of the games that LucasArts has actually made, and a lot of their early ones, I didn't even know they made.
Like, what, for example?
Well, I mean, like, Escape from Monkey Island. Like,
really? You didn't know that?
I didn't know it was them that did it. Getting, like, the ones that I know them for, like, I'm full on, like, LucasArts did a really amazing job, was, like, the only one that I can really think off the top of my head is Force Unleashed 1. Because a lot of the Star Wars, like, I'm not saying just Star Wars games, I'm saying LucasArts made them specifically, like, some of my favorite Star Wars games would be KOTOR, which was actually made
BioWare.
Yeah, it was by BioWare. Another one being, I believe, Battlefront and Battlefront 2 were made by a different company as well. They were licensed.
Yeah, but they were published by LucasArts.
Yeah, but see, developed and published, they're two different things, right? It means they kind of forked up some money and said, hey, make us a great game, we'll let you be part of it, and we'll slap our name on the publisher. So people will think that they did it. But that doesn't mean they worked their ass off to make such a great game. So, yeah, I mean, my experience with LucasArts is mostly nowadays, and most of it's shit.
See, well, I first started with LucasArts way back in the day. I remember reading about them doing games like Monkey Island and Loom. My first experience with Star Wars, or not Star Wars, was with a Star Wars game. And it was Star Wars Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight. Now, it's the only reason I say that one is because it's the one I've got the most clear memory of. I think I played Rebel Assault or I had like a demo for it, but I don't remember. I don't think I could ever get it to work right. But I remember playing this game of Kyle Katarn, finding out about the Valley of the Jedi from his father. And I remember having really cheesy full motion video sequences with guys named Jarek, and you could kill your best friend by becoming a Sith or something, and there was a guy named Yun with a yellow lightsaber. I remember this mostly because of the LAN play for this, and the dial-up over the MSN gaming network. So, we're going way back to 1996. So, before you were born, Jamie.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, because I'm that old. But
I was gonna say, I don't remember any of this shit.
But it was so much fun, and I could just tell, man, I'm so glad that, you know, a company like LucasArts has Star Wars, because I didn't know a whole lot about gaming back then. I remember other LucasArts titles, I'm pretty sure. No, that was THQ, I think, did the original Star Wars games for the Super Nintendo. I think it was them.
I can try to look through the list here. They actually have a really long list of games that they made. Half of these I didn't even know existed.
Remember one game I picked out. I don't know why I picked this out, but I remember I was in Florida with my parents when I was a kid, probably about 1989, 90. and I picked up a game brand new called Maniac Mansion. And it was a port from the PC game. And I think I picked it up because I saw a preview in a magazine where you could microwave a hamster. I'm a sick fuck, yeah. And there were games where you could do this, and then later versions had this particular thing taken out. Yeah, it's weird because you had to microwave radioactive water to get a stamp off a letter, so you could mail a letter in the game to get this tentacle on a talk show.
Okay, weird. So they were on crack.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I liked this game. It was so hard. I've never beaten it, though. And I know there was a version that came out recently, in the last couple of years, where someone updated it to run on today's computers. And it was like an updated version of the Scum engine, which I can't remember what the hell it stands for. But it was basically how they built all their old adventure games. So the modern predecessors of this were the modern games would be things like Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, and Walking Dead. These would be the most recent examples of stuff like this. The old point and click. So stuff that Telltale Games is doing. And I actually found out Telltale Games was actually made up by a bunch of former LucasArts employees.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about that because the point at which I, as like a game developer, basically say LucasArts died is they had a massive layoff. They fired or laid off, I think it was between 40 and 60 people. And because of that, it angered a lot of the good employees that were like leads and everything, and they left and went to other companies. Some of the head guys actually went to Telltale Games, and everybody knows, you know, the Walking Dead games that just came out. That's because they're part of that now.
Yeah, and they also did games like Sam and Max, Freelance Police. I mean, the episodic ones, anyway.
I believe the time that this actually happened was pretty much just after like The Force Unleashed, meaning it kind of explains why all the games after that are now no like they're kind of renowned for being, you know, money grabs just for the universe. So
see, I think I really think I'm alone in this. I'm one of the few people that really enjoyed The Force Unleashed 2 and The Force Unleashed 1.
I enjoyed The Force Unleashed 1. I actually didn't play number 2 because I was actually told about that, the layoff. They laid them off. Actually, now that I think of it, I think I was told that they were laid off right after that game. Soon as Force Unleashed 2 was done, they laid them all off.
But don't they do that anyway? It's like a workforce reduction?
Well, it wasn't a, like, you know, you're laid off and you're going to be coming back. It's a, you're gone.
You're gone, see you later, fuckface sort of thing?
Yeah, they took away the jobs of people in the industry. And because I'm in the industry, it's kind of like, it's just kind of a piss off, so I was like, I'm not even going to bother playing that game.
Wow. So,
I haven't actually played the second one. I've heard that the first one's better. I have played the first one. It was pretty good.
I liked the second one because I felt really powerful coming out of the box.
Yeah.
Out of it, and I guess I'm very much a power gamer, and it's one of the first collector's editions that I went out of my way to get, though I wasn't really impressed with it.
What was in that one?
You got an art book and a USB key
that was in the shape of Star Destroyer or whatever his name was.
Yeah, Star Killer,
that was it.
And it had the art book was digital. I hate that.
I don't mind it, but I do prefer to have a nice art book on my shelf.
Yeah, same here. Like give me something physical.
Like with all the new StarCrafts that are coming out, they always have a really nice art book that goes with them. I've got a shelf for those. They've got a place in my heart.
Which I still have to get around to playing Heart of the Swarm.
You didn't play that yet?
It's right there, sitting on my floor, where my Mass Effect comics.
Where's your Skyrim disc? I need to just take it for a week and make you play these other games.
No, I'm the Dragonborn. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, some of the LucasArts games I really enjoyed, and I can remember specifically when Episode 3 came out, I was the biggest Lucas whore you can imagine. Like, I had a Star Wars collection that was probably worth $5,000 or $6,000, which I no longer have, but I still got my lightsabers, at least most of them anyway.
The one over the door is real nice.
Yeah.
You know you're walking into a nerd cave when that's the first thing you see coming into Dodd's house. It's just you're walking down these stairs, and there's a lightsaber over the top of the entrance, basically.
That's right.
And you're just like, yep, I'm about to go into something crazy.
And I remember picking up Episode 3, The Game, which I know, movie license title, who gives a fuck, but it was supposed to be really good. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, movie title cash-in, but no, this one I had a lot of fun with. I had a retarded amount of fun with this one that I remember picking up Republic Commando.
Oh, Republic Commando's so good.
I remember
it's around the time of Battlefront 2 that's some of the good games. LucasArts actually do that? I can't find anything.
They're right there.
Oh, if you want to look. Let me see if I can find it. You keep talking about
it. Yeah. Yeah, like Battlefront's another one of those games when I had my first Xbox.
Is this even alphabetical?
Yeah. Top shelf right there. You're looking right at it. Left, 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 right there.
Oh, there's Battlefront. That's Battlefront though.
Battlefront 2 is up there somewhere.
Oh, there's Republic Commando. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway.
Who developed it?
But yeah, I mean, I remember getting my Xbox for this. I remember playing this a shit ton on Xbox Live. When you could get, like, DLC for it, and it was free then, I think. You get, like, Kit Fisto. You get, like, new vehicles and shit, I think.
It's got LucasArts on the box and everything, but it's not showing.
What the? Is that a receipt?
Yeah, you have an EB Games receipt in here for Republic Commando and a gameplay guarantee.
Holy shit. That's ancient. Wait, did this game come out?
Isn't gameplay guarantee $2?
I don't know.
Nowadays?
I think so.
It's $3 on here. Holy shit.
Well, fuck them. They ripped me off for $1.
And you have a code in here for God mode and more ammo.
Awesome. Wicked.
Sounds like you.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, that is me. God mode and infinite ammo.
By the way, LucasArts is on here. I'm not going to go through the whole book to find out who if they were the developer or not. But yeah, that game was really good. I actually have those for. I think I got one of them for sale in the store for like $25. They still go for pretty.
Yeah, I mean, LucasArts games. There are very few that I can think that don't go up in value in some capacity. I mean, LucasArts was in their heyday in the 90s when they started doing X-Wing, TIE Fighter, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, a lot of the flight sim games, and I'm really surprised they never bothered to continue these on the next-gen consoles.
Wasn't the Rogue Star Wars Rogue Squadron or something for the N64, wasn't that a really popular one?
Yeah, it was really popular. I think that was done by Red 5 or Retro Studios, something like that.
Factor 5, I think?
Factor maybe? 5, something like that. And something 5, and I think they were based out of Texas. And that's another series of games that should have fucking went somewhere. I mean, I think I played a few of them on Rad. In fact, man, I should just do a Star Wars week when I get to 300 on the show. So in 10 more episodes.
You'll have one hell of a week. You'll have to pick and choose because there's just so many Star Wars games.
Yeah.
I would definitely say Battlefront and Republic Commando need to be in there, though.
Oh, absolutely. And I've never played through the entirety of Knights of the Old Republic.
Seriously?
I played through both.
You're a freaking Mass Effect fan and you haven't played through that.
That's
where Mass Effect came from.
Was from those, like, dialogue trees. Yeah, I mean, I think I played the first 6-7 hours of Knights before I'm like,
I just love being able to become fucking evil and killing people.
Yeah, and then getting double-bladed lightsabers and HK-47, the insane assassin droid.
Yeah.
One of the other things that LucasArts did, now that Disney bought them, is they've kind of set a precedent into how companies are going to operate. Because it's funny, there was an article published on Kotaku today, and a couple weeks ago, they leaked information came out about Star Wars First Assault, which is going to be like this Xbox Live Call of Duty-esque shooter.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the fact that they didn't say anything after that, that should have been warning number one. The fact that Disney or LucasArts didn't take a chance to use this as marketing time to say, oh, yeah, we're doing this, blah, 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 blah. We haven't heard sweet and fuck all about 1313 since last E3.
Basically, with them shutting down LucasArts, one of two things is going to happen. Either both of those games are dead.
Which they are confirmed.
Yep. Oh, they were confirmed?
Yep,
okay.
Confirmed.
Well, okay. The other option was that they would license them out. Now, from everything that I was reading, they are still exploring the option to license out Star Wars games. So, hell, we might get a Battlefront 3, Republic Commando 2. You never
See,
know.
It would be stupid.
Quarter 2.
It would
oh,
be.
Wait, was there Quarter 2?
3.
Oh, yeah.
It would be stupid of them not to license out that kind of stuff because if Disney does anything right, they know how to make money.
Yeah, and they know how to cut off something that's hemorrhaging their money, such as LucasArts was.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years have not been kind to that studio. I remember when they tried to launch a new IP, this might have been around 2008, I think, maybe 2007, a game called Fracture. Do you remember this?
I do. Most people probably won't.
it had like some of the stupidest box art I can imagine. It just was a guy standing there, but you only see his calves. And it's like Fracture and this stupid color. And it's just like, it just shows the shattered landscape. But there's nothing creative about it. I can't even tell you what the fuck it's about. Because there was no advertising for it. There was no marketing push that at least I saw.
I believe it was a shooter.
Whoopie fucking do.
I didn't really play it because I just didn't really give enough of a shit. But yeah, speaking of, you know, really bad recent games by them, Star Wars Kinect. Everybody was like, this is going to be so amazing. Everyone bought it, and then they're like, wow.
Well, the Star Wars dancing game was pretty good out of it.
Yeah, that's the best part of it. That's bad.
Yeah, when fucking I'm Han Solo is the best thing. Although you gotta admit, the songs were kind of catchy, if fucking retarded, but they were kind of catchy.
I still say the Kinect is just killing companies. Anybody that does anything with Kinect, it's going to kill you. That's what it
is. Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, Microsoft had pushed Kinect. Oh, it's the best thing ever. Oh, I'm making oral sex gestures.
I like how you had to slow down and explain that.
You're like, ugh. But I don't know. Just motion gaming should have been awesome for Star Wars. When they showed Star Wars Kinect and the lightsaber at E3, that looked cool. I was legitimately excited because I saw how Kinect tracks movement. And I'm thinking, man, I've got lightsabers here. Holy fuck, this could be wicked. No, it was fucking stupid.
I'm sorry, but when I saw the commercial for it, I'm just like, that's going to get hyped so hard, and it's going to be bad.
Well, the fact that...
And it was.
It's like, virtually an on-rail shooter.
Well, that's just the thing. You can't really make a full-on game where you can fully explore and everything in that style, because it's... You can't really move. Like, you can't walk around.
I mean, I think it was Armored Core. Whatever the hell that tank game was, they tried to do it, and it was shit.
It wasn't Armored Core. They haven't tried that shit yet.
I don't know.
They're like hardcore mech battles. I can't even think of the one you're thinking of.
I don't know. Fucking Angry Joe reviewed it, and it was garbage. But another thing for LucasArts... I really wish they went back through their, like, back catalog and revisited some stuff. Like, yeah, a new Maniac Mansion would have been fucking awesome.
I just saw on the list here, because this list is freaking huge, but Zombies Ate My Neighbors? I did not know they made that.
I forgot about that.
That is, like, one of my all-time favorite games.
See, if they were to up... I mean, I think you and I talked about this a couple months ago, where we're like, why don't they update this, put it on Xbox Live as, like... A cheap, you know, Smash TV ripoff.
Probably during our remake show, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would have been so fucking easy and not hard. You could have kickstarted that. Guaranteed that would have been funded in like a day.
They seem to have done a couple things with Monkey Island, but they partnered with Telltale Games for the Tales of Monkey Island. Which
yeah, I remember my old roommate Dave playing that a shit ton when we got it on Xbox Live. I think I've got it for my iPhone, actually. Those games. And I know Steam has a good chunk of the old Star Wars games, although I never did get Star Wars Dark Forces 2 to work properly on my computer. I had to force it to work. And even then, it was a tricky and annoying experience.
You follow Star Wars news a hell of a lot more than I do. How is the MMO going? I do know that they haven't done so well, and they went to a free-to-play model. Which pretty much means they're probably not going to last too much longer.
Their numbers have dropped off significantly, which the MMO thing is, unless you are Warcraft, you're not going to survive.
Well, I mean, there's certain ones that are surviving, but there's just so many MMOs. If you're not, don't have something super unique, you're not going to grasp.
I mean, there's DC Online. Some of my friends are in the Marvel Online and say it's pretty cool from what they can tell me, because they're under strict NDA.
Yeah.
I think Lord of the Rings is still going. I think D&D is still going.
Final Fantasy XI is still going. They got another expansion just came out.
Yeah, but doesn't that suck?
Final Fantasy XI? No, it's fucking amazing if you actually play it, but I played it for 7 years, so
yeah, I've heard of, like, nobody outside of you that plays it.
They've actually got a decent number. They don't have World of Warcraft numbers, but they have enough to be making money off of it.
Yeah, so...
Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, which is the remake of XIV, since the XIV went... it was pretty much up. Shit. They fucked up. But they're trying to fix it. I'm in the beta right now. It's a closed beta. I'm under an NDA, so I can't really say anything. But I can say, like, it's... going to be a lot better than 14 was. Mm-hmm. And people that play World of Warcraft will be able to easily adapt to it. So that's about all I can say without basically having my account banned, which means like all my characters that I already have would be fucked. So I'm not going to go into that too much.
And that would be sad and tragic.
Yeah, well, it's just something I like to do every now and then. The only thing that I would actually be really, really upset about if I had an account banned would probably be my League of Legends one. Which right now I'm having a fucked up graphic glitch because of the latest patch. Anyway, back to LucasArts.
trying to think of like other things. Now, I know these guys kind of pioneered the LEGO Star Wars stuff, which led into a whole another realm of games, which has spawned into everything. LEGO Star Wars, Indiana Jones, now there's LEGO Harry Potter, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Did LucasArts do the first LEGO Star Wars alone?
I think they did the first three with Traveler's Tales.
Oh, okay. So I think it was probably like a combined effort.
But I don't know, it seems like LucasArts in the last couple of years, like something was missing.
I still say it's gotta be those leads that left. Like when they really by firing so many people, they upset their leads, they left, and every place that they went to has made an amazing game, such as like the Walking Dead series. And the guys that they left over, they replaced them. As far as I know, a bunch of them were replaced by EA guys. So we know how their games are. They just want money.
Yeah, and now that they're gone, I want to know what's going to happen next. Because, like I said, Disney, if they know anything, they know how to make money. So who's going to get these properties?
Well, one thing that I'm hoping for, like you said, Disney doesn't know how to make money, and they've done pretty well with the Marvel stuff lately. So I'm actually kind of looking forward to the movies. And when it comes to games, I'm really hoping they license out, like, say, get like Coder 3 with BioWare. Get a new Star Wars thing with BioWare. Something that's not an MMO, but a really good, like, Mass Effect kind of RPG. Use the Mass Effect 3 engine.
I would like to see a company, like, the same guys who, like, Eidos, who did the latest Tomb Raider with, like, Square, or Naughty Dog, the guys that are known for doing Uncharted, give me an Indiana Jones game using that engine.
Yeah.
You know how fucking cool that could be? Or with the realism of Tomb Raider and do a young Indiana Jones.
Yeah. It would be really good.
Yeah.
This is why I think Disney's kind of brilliant on the fact that, like, they closed down LucasArts because it's dried up.
Yeah.
They need some fresh stuff. They need to give it to people that have, like, the crazy passion about it, kind of like with the older games that have been amazing. If they license their games out, they might get some, like, really, really good product from it, which will only make their name and their money go even, like, even higher. Like, Disney owns a lot of stuff. If you actually look them up on, like, Wiki, of all the things Disney owns, they own a lot of stuff you don't even really realize. So maybe one day they'll just own everything. Now, they can own my soul. Just give me like 50 grand.
There's something that I've read, and this could almost be an entire show itself, is there was a rumor floating around that EA was going to buy LucasArts. And there was a statement from EA that said the entire game industry is in transition. As we build more efficient organizations to deliver games on popular new platforms like mobile and consoles, EA is not considering any major acquisitions. I find that kind of weird that there was talk of keeping LucasArts open, I think, if I'm understanding this right, to focus only on iOS and mobile and browser-based games.
That'd be kind of weird.
What the fuck is happening to our industry when they, like... Fucking browser games suck, in my opinion. I don't care if it's the cool game on the iPhone.
I think what is most... Well, from everything that I know of what's happening in the industry from, like, the back end right now, a lot of major studios are closing. And the main reason is most people are finding more bang for their buck when it comes to, you know, simple games, indie development games. Like, indie development is huge right now. The big companies, they're just... the money grubbing of making games one a year and just tossing them out there and not having, you know, it's quantity over quality, it's starting to catch up to them. People are finally starting to realize, you know what? I'd rather go and buy a Nintendo and a bunch of Nintendo games than go and spend, you know, the same amount of money on one fucking new Xbox game that is actually just going to be shit.
See, yeah, so, like, I'd rather spend money on a game I know it's really good. But with open platforms like Ouya coming out, which is like the Android-powered thing, like I said, indie development across PC and any other number of different platforms, I'm glad the little guys are getting a chance out there. I really am, because there's some really cool people. There's actually friends of the show, my friend Julian. He worked on the Mega Man 25th anniversary game. He's from Toronto. That's really fucking cool. And I'm really glad for that, but I'd rather have Mega Man on a console. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, it just... I don't like the fact that they're moving towards this mobile and browser-based platforms. That really bothers me.
I mean, it's funny because even with the games that are coming out that are on console, they're trying to tie things in from those platforms. They want people always... Because they know everybody's always on their phone... They want you to be playing on your phone, but we're generally on our phone for, you know, research or talking or
texting,
looking up
or whatever.
Stuff, texting, et cetera. It's...
See, I mean, there are very few games I think that have integrated it right. Like, say, Mass Effect 3 had Infiltrator, where you could use that to boost your galaxy readiness rating in Mass Effect 3. But, like I said, that's a topic for a different day.
Yeah.
But overall, with LucasArts, I'm glad they had a really good history. They had a really good run. I guess because I am older, I'm 31, I think. Blair, am I 31? Yes, I'm 31. I didn't acknowledge my 30th birthday, so I forget what year it is some days. 32 in October.
Well,
fuck my life. So anyway.
You've had a longer time with LucasArts.
Yeah, and it's weird just to see it go because... It was a part of how things started. I mean, these guys started all the way back in 1982. They've made it to now. And think about how many major studios we've lost in the last little while. And publishers.
It's been quite a few. It's a very weird time for gaming.
I mean, I even saw this argument online. Do you think we're headed towards another crash? I don't think it's impossible.
I wouldn't say it's impossible. I do see maybe a crash in big companies. I do see the little guys are all going to be kind of coming out, which means...
But I can't see them topping an EA or an Activision.
Well, EA and Activision, yeah, they both have found their kind of money places, so they probably will never fully die unless they make too many adventures outside of like their comfort zone, like the Call of Duties and the NHLs and stuff like that. If they go out and start delving, like throwing a lot of money into little things that just don't go anywhere, then yeah, they'll get fucked, but hopefully they're not that dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I want companies like BioWare to survive. I want companies like Harmonix to keep going.
Well, I mean, the quality companies that, like, they've shown that every game they put out, they have passion behind it, and it's general, like, the sales will always be based on how good they did. Like, I mean, say, like, Halo and Bungie. Bungie's new game, Destiny, that's coming out,
They've got a lot riding on this.
They have a lot riding on it. But have you noticed how much hype is going about this game whenever there's really no fucking info about it? I'm actually getting angry. I've been getting angry about it because I'm like, I don't understand why there's so many people doing fan art and stuff like that whenever you don't know anything.
I kind of wonder if there's some kind of underground marketing going on for that.
Possibly. They're probably trying to tweak, like, you know, poke at our heartstrings here somehow.
Yeah.
But
nostalgia alone can't keep a company alive. I mean, look what happened to Sega.
Yeah, Sega got fucked.
Yeah, and Atari got fucked.
Yep.
The TurboGrafx-16, NEC, got fucked.
On the one side, though, like Atari and Sega, they're still around. They're just
but they are not
the
what they are not what they used to be. Not hardware, even software coming out of them is remarkably slow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, LucasArts, I wish it stuck around or maybe had smarter business practices, but maybe it's just, maybe that's just the way the world's going.
Well, I almost feel like because, like, LucasArts was owned by, you know, Lucas.
Yeah. So, and Skywalker Sound and ILM. Yeah, like, all cool that's,
everything was all owned by him, so he probably felt that it was kind of like his baby, so when it was losing money and he has so much money, he probably just didn't care.
So what, abort it?
No, no, no. As soon as Disney bought it, right? Disney saw, okay, these guys are losing this much money. Disney's about money, right? They like quality and they like their money. So as soon as they see, okay, this is hemorrhaging our money, we're going to close that part of, you know, the Lucas stuff. But everything else was making money and part of what they wanted. So that's probably what happened.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, well, I guess we got our memories, and you can never take any of those from us.
Well, on one side, we have our memories, and secondly, you never know. This might cause a whole bunch of really good, like them to license out some really good games.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope we get another really good Star Wars game. I would love to see that Star Wars 1313 thing, because that was supposed to be a Boba Fett game. And it was going to be like Grand Theft Auto Star Wars, where you could do whatever the hell you wanted.
I didn't hear that much about it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be it looked the first hard... like, hardcore Star Wars game, but I guess, now, one of the arguments I've seen recently, I think this came up in the Kotaku article, man, they picked a bad time to try and release a violent shooter, especially after Sandy Hook, and because Disney has that squeaky clean image.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the Marvel stuff, the advertising isn't really focusing on bang, 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 it's more the struggle.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I mean, thank God Disney isn't producing a Punisher movie. For example.
They are?
No.
Oh, they're not. Yeah. It's like you said they are, and I'm like, what?
See, I wish. I love the Punisher. Bring him back.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I mean...
Well, I mean, yeah, Disney has the, like, the kiddie kind of image here and there, but look at the new Marvel movies. They're pretty good, and it's technically owned by Disney, so you never know.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens. Like I said, I really hope some good companies get a hold of these licensees. Like I said, BioWare... make another KOTOR.
Make me a KOTOR 3. I will buy it.
Naughty Dog, get a hold of Indiana Jones or something like that. Or
see, I don't know if Naughty Dog would want to do that just because they have Uncharted.
I don't know. Maybe someone who knows what they're doing. Actually, I'd like to see the developer who did Enslaved Odyssey to the West. I can't remember who did it. I'd like to see them get a hold of it. Or maybe a company like... Gearbox. No, fuck you guys. Sorry, after Colonial Marines, I'm sour towards you.
Let's give it to People Can Fly.
Yeah. All right, People Can Fly. If you could develop Republic Commando under that. Imagine Republic Commando done Gears of War style.
Well...
you know how cool that would be?
See, I wouldn't be against that. I didn't entirely love how they did, like, the Gears of War... but that's because it was a change. But if you add something new, like gave them Star Wars, yeah. And they had a, like, they could do whatever they wanted with it. They weren't being, like, held back by basically saying, okay, this is Gears of War. You can't change it too much.
Yeah, like.
But see, they did change it a lot. That's what kind of was upsetting about it. It's still good.
But it's not what we know.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that in a
future episode
coming up.
Yeah. So, guys, coming up on the show, we are going to be talking about Sonic the Hedgehog, what the fuck went wrong. Although, yeah. I think we should maybe do a happier show, because we've done a lot of complaining recently.
We have.
So, why don't we talk about Gears of War? We like that.
We do.
And there isn't a whole lot to complain about, really, all things considered.
There's a couple things, but I have more happy notes than complaining notes.
Yeah, so...
we'll go with that, and then we'll do Sonic a little later when we can just be like, what the fuck? Sonic, yeah. Man!
So we will talk about that at a later date. Like I said, we are going to have more of these shows coming out. So hopefully you're hearing this on Thursday, April 11th. And we'll have a new show in the middle of next week, for sure, but we're going to record this week. So hopefully nothing big happens in the gaming industry. However, if you guys do want to get involved in the show, make sure to call us at 817-717-7202 and leave us some email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net, subject prototype. So I guess for the prototype, I've been like the Birdman Dodd.
And I've been Jamie Cool Johnston, and I'm a pony. Boom, 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 boom
Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero, soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero, soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Un vaquero de computadora, chale, mensaje correo. ¿Cuál es tu problema con mi página? Verdad, I'm the number one scammer, hombre, so bad. Ain't a cat on the internet. Send a spam bilingual and make it a jingle. But if you can beat my style, is 15 points for the fair worthwhile? I know all about a board and a millennium. Hacking and cracking and winning. I'm winning every game in the 9-9 proper. Rainbow table, they call Cindy Lauper. Ain't a hash in my path, not crack. Ray keep my data array intact. They donned the heiress. Trichomes in a spaceship, save like Ferris. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Me gusta el juego, no me gustan los sueños sin mis amigos. Me gusta fumar marihuana, me gusta escuchar mi ruca Madonna. ¿Quién es? I'm rude of these internets. Get rich. Fat cat in a throwback. Jersey worthy of your praise for days. My rhyme scheme plays like Billy Mays. Loud in your face, loud in your cara. Me gusta tocar la guitarra. On YouTube, you're welcome de nada. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las tarjetas y cuentas, todas mis ventas. Soy un gato gordo, dame dinero. Soy un galleta güero. Dame las